For calling customer service, my name is Brianna. May I please have the zip code?
98520. I'm calling you. What kind of company is this?
We're a customer service for many different online vendors.
Okay. Somebody used my card illegally, and this number was associated with it. And I called my bank and just had it canceled. I just wanted
to... You can go ahead. Me? You can go ahead.
I didn't really know what to do about it, but I just called my bank and canceled it. And so I was just curious as to what kind of company this was.
Okay, yes, we're customer service for many different online vendors. And what is your first and last name?
Sandra Stahl.
For security purposes, because you verified the shipping address?
602 Leisure Circle, Aberdeen, 98520.
Thank you for the information. As I look into your account, we have you for the bike tub.
For what?
The bike tub.
Bike tub?
Yes, it was for the bike tub, and it's for the Dyson vacuum.
Oh.
It was for the bike tub. Now, do you remember doing signing up for a sweet state service that was partnering with our company, the bike tub, and it was for the Dyson vacuum?
Vaguely. Yeah, I do. No, but it was supposed to be shipping only. You're telling me shipping is $96? $92.89?
Yes. Yes, you charged the $59.89, but did you dispute any charge? Because, okay, let me go get a better understanding for you. Okay, you signed up for a sweet day service that was partnered with our company. It was the bicep for the Dyson vacuum. And they explained at the bottom of the offer, by signing up for the contest, you also signed up for a service that provides recipe guides to cut the carbs and boost the energy.
Okay. So, I just called this card and had it canceled.
Okay.
So it looks like the transaction's gone through.
Yes, what I'm asking, do you or anyone in your household, did y'all ever remember doing a sweet say serve for a bike sub, the bike subs or anything?
Well, for a Dyson vacuum that was, I do remember that yesterday.
Okay. Yes, that's what you got charged for. Now, what I can do, you say that you didn't dispute the charge, correct?
I did. They just canceled the card is what they did. I have to call a different number to dispute it.
Okay, because I really couldn't hear you.
So I haven't done that. So I won't dispute it, and I'll just get a new card.
Okay. All right, so what I'll do for you is I'm going to cancel your account, and we'll issue a refund back into your account.
Okay, but the card's been canceled.
It'll still go back into the account.
Will it?
Yes.
Okay.
So stay on the line, okay?
Okay.
One moment.
Thank you so much, honey. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
It's so damn early here. I can barely keep my eyes open. You must be on the East Coast.
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, see, I'm here in Washington State, and it's I don't think I'm ever up this early.
Yeah,
at least you brought a smile to my face.
I'm normally get up early because I have to be to work at 7. So yeah, I get up, but today, because I'm just coming in for overtime, I really don't want, you know how you get the urge when you come on your off day, like, oh, I don't want to be here.
Yeah, been there, done that. I'm tired.
So yeah, but I went in and canceled and refunded your account, and I have the cancellation confirmation.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me get that. And the bank Gamma better return my $33 that they charged me for a service fee. Okay, hold on 1 second, honey. I really appreciate your help. Okay, the confirmation number
is C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
920-781-905. Okay, I did. I just already. My bad.
No, I'm just psychic like that. All right, darling. I hope your day goes good. Get out of there.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, your account has been canceled. Thanks for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.
You too now. Bye-bye.
Bye.